ASTM D4169VS ISTA 3A, choosing a distribution test plan. From Axiom Global Packaging Solutions. A box that survives a drop test can still fail in the field, because a drop test is only one hazard in a much longer trip. Distribution performance testing exists to simulate the whole trip, handling, vibration, compression, and environmental exposure, before a design ships in volume. Two frameworks dominate that work: ASTM D4169, a standard practice for building a distribution test around a specific supply chain, and the ISTA 3 series, a set of fixed, pre-scripted test procedures. They solve the same problem from opposite directions, and a spec that names the wrong one, or only one, can leave a real failure mode untested. ASTM D4169, a toolbox, not a single test. ASTM D4169, standard practice for performance testing of shipping containers and systems, does not define one test. It defines a method for assembling one. The standard lays out a menu of distribution cycles, DC, each representing a different shipping environment: motor freight, rail, air, small parcel carrier, less than truckload, warehouse handling, and several combinations of these, built from a shared library of test elements: handling and drop impacts, vehicle vibration, vehicle shock, compression, low pressure, altitude, exposure, and atmospheric conditioning. Two choices drive the resulting test plan. Distribution cycle, selected to match how the product actually moves. A pallet load going by truck to a regional distribution center sees a different cycle and different vibration and shock inputs than a single parcel handed to a small package carrier. Assurance level, AL. D4169 offers 3, AL-I, high, AL-2, moderate, and AL-3, low, which scale the severity and duration of each test element. AL-I is used when failure is costly or the distribution environment is poorly controlled. AL-3 is used for a well-understood, low-risk lane where a lighter test is defensible. Because the practice is built from independent elements, a lab or packaging engineer can tailor it to real data, known handling patterns, a specific trailer or container type, or a documented export route. That flexibility is the standard's main advantage and its main cost. Two labs both citing D4169 testing can run genuinely different test plans unless the distribution cycle, assurance level, and specific test elements are spelled out. ISTA 3 series, a fixed, repeatable sequence. The ISTA, International Safe Transit Association, 3 series takes the opposite approach. Instead of a menu, it publishes a fixed procedure that any two labs run identically. ISTA 3A is the general simulation performance test for a packaged product distributed through a parcel delivery system, covering single packages typically under about 150 pounds. ISTA 3B addresses palletized or unitized loads moving through a less-than-truckload system, and ISTA 3E is scoped specifically to e-commerce parcel shipments. Each procedure specifies its own sequence of atmospheric preconditioning, handling, drops in defined orientations, face, edge, and corner, compression, and random vibration, run in a fixed order with no lab-to-lab variation in scope. That rigidity is the point. A supplier, retailer, or carrier can require ISTA 3A in a spec and know exactly what was tested, with no need to separately specify a distribution cycle or assurance level. The trade-off is the reverse of D4169's. ISTA 3 series tests are not tailored to an unusual supply chain, and a shipment that moves through a genuinely atypical distribution path, say, a long ocean leg followed by inland rail, may pass an ISTA 3A test while still facing hazards the procedure was never designed to represent. ISTA 6 series, certification a channel can mandate. A third category sits alongside the general purpose tests, the ISTA 6 series, member performance tests written by and for specific companies, unnamed retailers or e-commerce marketplaces own ship in own container or over boxing program is a common example. These are not generic distribution simulations. They are that company's specific qualification requirement for packaging entering their fulfillment network, and passing is frequently a condition of listing or shipping through that channel rather than an engineering choice. If a specific retail or fulfillment partner requires an ISTA 6 certification, that requirement is not optional and does not get satisfied by AD 4169 or ISTA 3 result run for a different part of the spec. How the two frameworks actually differ. See the table in the article for the figures. Neither framework is more rigorous in the abstract, they differ in what is fixed and what is left to judgment. D4169 puts the engineering judgment into cycle and assurance level selection. ISTA 3 series puts it into choosing which of a small number of published procedures is the closest match to the actual shipment. A worked decision, single parcel e-commerce shipment. Take a packaged product, under £150, shipped as a single parcel through a common carrier network to a residential address, the most common e-commerce packaging scenario. Two valid ways to spec its qualification test. Via D4169, select the distribution cycle matched to a small parcel carrier system, choose an assurance level, AL2 is typical for a well-established parcel network with no unusual handling risk, AL1 if the contents are fragile or high value, and run the resulting schedule of test elements, conditioning, handling, vibration, and compression, as specified. Via ISTA, run ISTA 3A directly, since it was written for exactly this shipment profile. No separate cycle or assurance level decision is needed because the procedure has already made those choices and published them as a fixed sequence. For this specific shipment profile, the two approaches converge on a similar real-world test, which is exactly why ISTA 3A exists. It is, in effect, a pre-agreed D4169 style plan for the single most common distribution scenario. The moment the shipment profile is unusual, an oversized or overweight unit, a mixed mode route, a controlled climate requirement, that convergence breaks down and D4169's flexibility becomes the only way to build a test that matches the real exposure. What to put in a spec or RFQ? If citing D4169, name the distribution cycle, the assurance level, and any test elements included or excluded, D4169 alone is not a complete specification. If citing ISTA, name the specific procedure number, 3A, 3B, 3E, or a 6 series program name, ISTA tested alone is equally incomplete. Confirm whether a specific retail or fulfillment channel mandates its own ISTA 6 series certification. If so, treat it as a hard gate independent of any other test performed. Match the chosen distribution cycle or ISTA procedure to the actual transport modes and handling steps in the real route, not to whichever test happens to already be in use for a different product line. Record the assurance level or procedure version used for every test result, so a passing result from one plan is never compared directly against a passing result from a different one. D4169 answers, what should this specific shipment be tested against? ISTA 3 series answers, run the test everyone already agrees on for this shipment profile. A retailer's ISTA 6 program answers a different question entirely. What does this specific channel require to let the package in? A defensible qualification plan names which of the three is being satisfied, and does not assume that passing one silently satisfies another.